special education funding, which was one of our members' major requests. And it also contains vouchers for unaccredited schools.
That was Leah Flader with the Kansas Association of School Boards on KAKE News, where they say that Senate Bill 113 is a $6.4 billion package for public education. But they say that by state law, the state is obligated to cover 92% of special education funding, which they say hasn't been done since 2011.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
The Negro Leagues Baseball Museum in Kansas City has announced earlier this week that they are raising money to try and build a new facility in the area. KWCH News reports that the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum has been open for 33 years and have now announced they're set to expand to a new 30,000-square-foot facility. Bob Kendrick of the museum released a statement saying, quote, "This is the right time and opportunity for us to move forward with a very ambitious plan, with many individuals constantly telling us not to build a museum here at historic 18th and Vine, and it wouldn't work, and here we are. Now it's time for us to take the next step, to be a risk taker, and to build a future for this great organization." During the ribbon cutting and announcement, Kendrick was joined by the Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas, along with other museum officials, to make the official announcement. In other news, the brother of Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, Jackson Mahomes, has officially been arrested in Kansas for alleged sex crimes. KAKE News reports that Mahomes was booked into jail around 7:40 a.m. on Wednesday morning for one count of aggravated sexual battery, with his bond being set at $100,000.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska chapter of the Associated General Contractors of America say they're trying to focus on the younger generation and getting them excited and interested about potential careers in the construction industry by holding different events, including the equipment days for high school age students and younger to experience what it's like to be on a backhoe and other pieces of equipment out in the field.
Investments in people is just as important as investments in equipment, buildings, and that sort of thing. So it's we're just trying to do our little part to help our members and other contractors in the state build their people.
That audio from KSNB at Local Channel 4. They say they're also partnering with the Central Community College to help students as the only heavy equipment program at a college level within the state. During the events, they say they use several simulators that mimic the feel of using bulldozers and other pieces of equipment, and say there is high demand in the construction industry for the up-and-coming generation. When you're a military veteran caregiver, you start younger and care longer. You manage situations other family caregivers don't deal with. That's why AARP provides a military caregiver guide. It contains critical information that caregivers of military veterans need. This free resource is available along with a lot more. No wonder nearly 6 million veterans and military families are AARP members. AARP, on a mission to support veterans and military families. Visit aarp.org/veterans today.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. You sorghum farmers, check this out.
Check out 5730, medium to late maturity, aphid tolerant, and excellent test weight history and strong yield performance.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836. Kaufman Seeds.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual Pony Up Match Day is Friday in Marysville, with $90,000 in matching funds available. That represents a 10% increase over last year, during which the event generated $464,000. Contributions of $25 or more to any of the funds will be eligible for a 50% match. Additional information is available online at ponyupmarysville.com. Donations can be left online or dropped off at the Helvering Center Friday from 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. Free dump days continue for Washington County residents Friday and Saturday. Friday, 8:30 till 4, Saturday, 8 till noon. They will accept appliances, furniture, mattresses, scrap metals, wire, and electronics free of charge. This does not include normal household trash, commercial refuse, construction and demolition, or tires. These items will be charged regular prices. Household hazardous waste and used oil will continue to be accepted at the Environmental Services Office free of charge year-round during normal business hours only. A workday is planned Saturday at Lake Idlewild, north of Waterville, beginning at 10 a.m. Blue Rapids, Waterville, Greenleaf, and Odell will host citywide garage sales this weekend. In Blue Rapids, a Sloppy Joe lunch will be featured at the community center on Saturday. Kansas Whiteway Car Run is planned Saturday. Caravans originating in Atchison and Concordia beginning at 8 a.m. along K-9 Highway will converge in Frankfort Saturday afternoon for a celebration of the 109-year history of the Whiteway Highway, along with a car show, which is open to the public. Additional information available online at kswhiteway.wordpress.com. Republic, Jewel, and Smith counties host the Big Kansas Road Trip this weekend. A variety of activities continue Friday, Saturday, and Sunday throughout counties and communities, showcasing not only established tourist attractions, but special events as well. Richard Hunt of the Oregon-California Trails Association was at Alcove Springs this past week filming the history of a site, the Donna Reed story, and how the Preservation Trust has worked as a historical trust to maintain the property. His video, when produced, will be available on YouTube and the OCTA website, which focuses on stories of the Oregon Trail and Western history. Richard Hunt will talk more about the project on our public affairs program this weekend, airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY.
So OCTA is what it goes by, but it's the Oregon-California Trails Association. It's a nonprofit organization. It's been around since 1982. So it's 41 years, and they promote and preserve the Oregon-California trails primarily, but they also are involved with other trails.
The Alcove Springs video and story will be available online when produced and will be available along with others.
So we publish videos every Tuesday and Friday. This will be one of our Friday videos. Actually, we're going to make several videos out of this. We'll make two or three different because there are so many stories associated with Alcove Springs. So we'll have two to three. They'll be up in probably 3 to 4 weeks. We've got about 110, 115 videos that are on the channel right now. And so we've got things from Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, Wyoming, you know, Oregon. Every Tuesday and Friday, you can watch ours. We have on Tuesdays, we have typically lectures that are people who have spoken at our meetings. And then the Fridays are the things like their Alcove Springs, and they're shorter. They're probably 6 to 10 minutes.
Again, Richard Hunt will be a guest on our public affairs program Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. He will talk about Alcove Springs' significance in the history of our country.
Alcove Spring is a national park affiliate. It's not a. It's not owned by the national park. It's owned by the Friends of Alcove Springs, which is a private nonprofit organization. But they work very closely with National Park Service. National Park Service promotes their activities. It provides some support for things like signage and other attributes that help interpret and tell the story of Alcove Spring. So it's a treasure. I mean, Alcove Spring is something that it's got to be one of the top five locations on the Oregon Trail. We always love to use local people to what we call interpret. They're not narrators, they're interpreters of a historical story. And so Dwayne Isles and Don Musil were the local folks that provide the interpretation. They're longtime members of OCTA. They're longtime members of the Friends of Alcove Springs. They were both involved in the original purchase of that property and turning it into a historic site.
U.S. Senator Jerry Moran will visit Marysville Junior Senior High School Friday morning at 10:45. James R. Nelson, age 69, of Bremen, passed away Monday. Funeral service is planned Monday at 2 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. With a visitation Monday from 10 until 2, family will see friends from 1 until 2. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for James Nelson. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Friday, chicken cordon bleu, baby bakers, asparagus, and pineapple rings. Monday's menu, chicken pot pie casserole with a biscuit, garden blend, and tropical fruit.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Some showers and thunderstorms possible today, otherwise staying cloudy and warmer with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Staying mostly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Some sunshine throughout Saturday, warmer with our highs in the lower 80s and lower 90s. And clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower 50s and lower 60s. Sunshine on Sunday with our highs in the lower 80s and lower 90s. And a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms throughout Sunday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower 50s and lower 60s. Showers may continue into Monday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. And a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Monday night, otherwise clear with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. A slight chance for some rain showers early on Tuesday, then sunshine with our highs in the lower 80s and lower 90s. And more showers possible throughout Tuesday night, otherwise clear with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early May, 72, record high in this date, 91. The average low, 49, and the record low, 23. Sunset this evening, 8:22. Sunrise in the morning at 6:26.
Bite Me Barbecue has more. Come stop by the bar, the salad bar, that is. Come in daily from 11 until 2 and 5 until 7 to grab yourself a salad to dine in or take with you. $9 for a single trip or $12 for all you can eat. Dine in, take out, or catering available, barbecue and more. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
May is Maytag Month at the Brand Source Appliance Center Beatrice. Large capacity Maytag washers and dryers, $5.88 each, in stock and ready for delivery or pickup. Dishwashers starting at $3.99. Over 500 name brand appliances in stock from Maytag, LG, Samsung, and Whirlpool. Free shipping within 100 miles on your purchase of $4.99 and up. Ashley and Brand Source Appliance Center, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
The Splash Brothers take over Game 2. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. After a loss in Game 1 of their Western Conference semi, the Warriors looked to rebound against the Lakers last night. After a close first quarter, Golden State went on to prove why they're the reigning champs, blowing L.A. out of the water.
Thompson in transition. Shot fake into an open three. And it's good!
Call on 95.7 the game. The Splash Brothers combined for 50 points. Klay Thompson with 30 in the 127-100 drubbing. Warriors even the series at a game apiece. Two games, three tonight. The Celtics and 76ers in Philadelphia tied at a game apiece. The Nuggets up 2-0 on the Suns, looking to push them to the brink. Head coach Mike Malone, though, taking the job's not finished attitude.
All we've done is hold serve. Like, we're supposed to win two games at home. So I'm not celebrating. Like, we haven't done anything yet. You know, you don't win a series in two games. So my mantra to our players is, we'll do something if we go down there and win game three.
To the Stanley Cup now, the Stars even their series with the Kraken at 1-1. Joe Pavelski continued wielding the hot stick, scoring his fifth goal of the series.
Pavelski for Johnston. Johnston partially fanned, got it back, spun it, Grubauer, then scored! Joe Pavelski does
it again.
The call on 96.7 FM, the ticket, that made it 3-1 Dallas. They went on to a 4-2 victory, the series heading to Seattle for Sunday's Game 3. The Maple Leafs took a quick 2-0 lead on the Panthers, but Florida roared back, scoring one midway through the first, and then two more in less than a minute to open the second.
Saucer pass, Lundell back to Chuck, right circle, in front, a chance, Forsling, and he scores, and the Panthers take the lead! Two goals in the first minute and 6 seconds of the second period, and the Panthers are up 3-2!
The call on WQAM, the Panthers would hold on for a 3-2 win, and a 2-0 series lead heading for Florida for Game 3 on Sunday. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Bite Me Barbecue has more. Come stop by the bar. The salad bar, that is. Come in daily from 11 until 2 and 5 until 7 to grab yourself a salad to dine in or take with you. $9 for a single trip or $12 for all you can eat. Dine in, take out, or catering available. Barbecue and more. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
It's Nurses Week, and Falls City Nursing and Rehabilitation Center says thank you to our wonderful, compassionate, and dedicated nursing staff for improving and enriching the lives of our residents with care tailored to their needs. From Falls City Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Falls City, let us care for you. Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center thanks our nurses and nurse aides for their skill, compassion, and dedication. We couldn't do it without you. Thank you for caring. From Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center, specialized care with in-house therapies, short-term rehab to home, advanced recovery, total wellness.
Check out Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice, where you can count on a hometown, low-pressure, high-volume deal every day. Home of a used megastore with the largest selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs in southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas. All priced competitively, serviced, and ready to roll. Check them out online at twinriv.com or drive in today. Their finance specialists put you in a newer used vehicle with no hassle and terms you can afford. It's the used megastore, a new car and truck headquarters, Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram West Court in Beatrice.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Friday, May the 5th. If it's Friday, it must be time for the Stackline Report.
30 hundredths of an inch of rain on the Ponderosa. Look at here, friends. This is my wheat crop. Holy Toledo, I've never seen one so short in all my life. Will that 30 hundredths help? Oh, probably for 1 or 2 days, but it's almost a nothing. And what kind of a crop can I expect out of this, folks? It doesn't look too bad from the road. At 70 mile an hour, if you go that fast, it might look like it'll make 30. But if you walk out in it, you start crying. In any event, it's not a drought buster, I guarantee you, that we had here. Now, you folks in southwest Kansas, you needed it so bad, and my hat's off to you. Thank you, Lord, for the break that you folks got. But this thing here, we need a whole lot more. It's in the filling stage. I don't think that 30 hundredths is going to let it fill very much. But we've got some more in the forecast. We'll see what happens. In the meantime, what about grain prices going downhill? Well, after they hear my report, maybe it'll go uphill. I don't know. But that rain caused some of that. But guess what? Suddenly, China is canceling their purchases of U.S. old crop corn. Unbelievable, folks. And I understood that they had a little bit of a problem with drought, but there must not be very much, folks, because they're producing, China's buying, canceling us, and here we go, holding a card that didn't look very good to me. Let's hope that we get some more rain and we produce a few more bushels, and the price goes up. See you on the next Stackline Report.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
Producers always have a lot to consider when planting crops. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Ignacio Ciampitti, K-State Farm System Specialist, shares things to keep in mind when planting soybeans this year in Kansas.
We know that when the farmers are taking decisions right now, they're trying to think about when is the optimal planting for soybeans, and then what are the length of maturity that they need to use on the varieties. If you look at our information in terms of our maps, someone might say, well, that's a little bit outdated. And I will say, why? Well, if you look at what farmers tend to do today, they start shifting in the last couple of years of planting soybeans first and then corn. And that shift is slowly moving in many regions in the state. I mean, we have, for example, the Northeast that our range of normal recommended planting dates was before, like, saying May to June. And then today we have some farmers that they already planted.
Ciampitti discusses how planting dates can impact maturity.
The selection of maturity goes in many situations with planting dates. So if you are planting early, you have a chance to use a longer maturity. As you are delaying your planting dates, we start seeing that we shouldn't cut too much on maturity, because in fact what happens to the plant, even if we go after mid-June, we have situations when the plant is changing on the sensitivity to the light duration, and then after June 21st, we have less number of hours. If you are starting shortening your cycle, those plants will start to keep very short, and they will produce shorter plants with less leaves, and mainly you have less chances to produce yield. So in many situations, we always say, try to keep the maturity. And when is the moment that you need to decide to trigger or to change your maturity? It's usually when you are already way too late.
He continues by giving insight on planting uniformity and its impacts.
If you go into too early, you might also see situations like a lack of uniformity. And in corn, we talk a lot about lack of uniformity, because if you look at early season when the plants are coming up, you want to make sure that those plants are coming almost all at the same time. And that is critical for corn. And we have a lot of research data showing that if you have like a asynchrony, and if you see plants coming up like 2 or 3 weeks after, those plants, they tend to become weeds. And when they get to flowering, they get late, and sometimes they don't even put an ear. And when they're already that much behind, you basically are producing a plant that is using resources but is not being fertile. On soybeans, we tend to see a similar problem, but it's not as big as corn. But on soybeans, we always mention these two farmers. We say plant uniformity is not a big factor, but if you can take care of that, that will be another factor that it will help you to yield more.
That's K-State Farm System Specialist Ignacio Ciampitti with things to keep in mind when planting soybeans this year in Kansas. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Can you get more from your garden while putting less work into it? We'll tell you one way it's done on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, May 5th.
the 125th day of the year. Pop singer Adele has a birthday, and Mexican heritage is celebrated on this Cinco de Mayo. One way to cut down on planting chores in the spring is to grow perennial vegetables, that is, plants that come back on their own each year. Two that most of us are familiar with are asparagus and rhubarb. But here are some others popular among perennial gardeners. Jerusalem artichoke and sunchoke is a tall sunflower-like plant that produces crisp tubers that can be used like potatoes. Sea kale is sometimes used as an ornamental, but the shoots are delicious and packed with nutrients. Or try the European spinach relative known as Good King Henry. It's popular for its tasty shoots, leaves, and flower buds. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day online at almanac.com.
Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. The Kansas Jayhawks and Bill Self continue to get the best players in the country, not only coming out of high school, but also the transfer portal. Yesterday, Hunter Dickinson from Michigan, the number one recruit in the transfer portal, committed to the University of Kansas. He tweeted a video yesterday announcing he will play for KU next season. The 7'1" center played his first 3 years at Michigan, leading the team in scoring and rebounding. The incoming senior announced his decision to enter the portal at the end of March, and now Kansas will be his new home. The Royals did put together a streak of good hitting, but could not put together a winning streak as they lost yesterday 13-10 to the Baltimore Orioles. The Orioles win the series 2-1. Kansas City did manage to get 16 hits and score 10 runs, but it just wasn't enough. Now the Royals will stay home at Kauffman Stadium. They will start a weekend series tonight, 7:10 first pitch, against the worst team in baseball, the Oakland Athletics. Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford has the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home, work, or fleet for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Our certified professionals can work on all makes and models. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
The 149th running of the Kentucky Derby will happen tomorrow. Just know, even though Kansas has legalized sports gaming in our state, horse betting is not part of sports gaming. You may not find on any of the sports gaming apps that you have downloaded a way to bet on this year's Kentucky Derby. In the NBA playoffs last night, Golden State tied the series with the Lakers with a 127-100 win. In the NHL playoffs, Florida leads the series 2-0 with a 3-2 win over Toronto. The series is tied between Seattle and Dallas, with Dallas getting the victory last night, 4-2. The Kansas City Chiefs signed a veteran offensive lineman yesterday. Donovan Smith was signed to a one-year contract. Kansas City lost both starting tackles from last season in Orlando Brown to the Cincinnati Bengals and Andrew Wiley to the Washington Commanders. Earlier this year in free agency, the Chiefs signed Jawan Taylor from the Jacksonville Jaguars. Subpoenas were issued by New York and California to the NFL. They're looking into racial discrimination and sexual harassment. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Showers and thunderstorms possible today, mostly cloudy with a high nearing 78. Staying cloudy overnight tonight with a low around 56. Warmer throughout Saturday, sunny with a high of 87 and clear in 56 throughout Saturday night. More sunshine on Sunday with a high nearing 88, then a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms throughout Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low of 55, and rain on Monday. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster. Currently it's 57 degrees.
KNDY.
After so many dreams have fallen through, it's time.
'cause I believe in you.
Nobody falls like a fool. Nobody loves like a believer. After so many dreams have fallen through, it's time that one came true. Nobody falls like a fool.
Just some good old boys, never meaning no harm. This is the country you remember. Pony Express Country, KNDY.
They met up on the blue moon, and they parted on a cloudy day. They were so in love and out of school, but he was going so far, far away. She said, I'll be true to you, even though by them, as we all know they can. He found other women, but she refused other men. But as fate would have it, they met again. She was on a downhill slide, he was just sliding in. As he looked into her